With the recent record high fuel prices, energy companies are investing in some unconventional plays. Those are oil and gas deposits once considered too difficult to bother with. One hotspot for them is northern Pennsylvania and upstate New York. From member station WNYC in New York, Ilya Meretz reports.
Dairy farmer Carol French says it sometimes seems like natural gas is all anyone thinks about anymore.
It's a topic around here. Whenever you go to the store, it's about gases.
The grocery store gossip, she says, is usually about how much bonus money someone got. Lease rates here in northern Pennsylvania have soared from $20 an acre a year or two ago to $2,000 or more today. French says she and others who signed early didn't realize the energy companies were serious, and they didn't think through all the consequences, social, economic, and environmental.
There's some things that are not going to protect this environment because we were so greedy in the beginning.
Now the gold rush, or gas rush, is in full swing. One recent Thursday night, French and over 100 others showed up for a leasing seminar at the community center in North Orwell. Tom Murphy, an educator with Penn State, began the slideshow with a map of the formation that has energy companies so excited, the Marcellus Shale.
This line right here, everything to the north of there and to the west of there, all that blue area is the Marcellus.
Murphy gestured across a swath of land stretching from eastern Ohio to Pennsylvania and New York. These are Rust Belt and dairy farming communities where family income is below the national average. Murphy said the Marcellus could hold enough natural gas to meet total U.S. demand for 2 years. Welcome to the Teal Family Farm. Since the Teals leased in 2006, bulldozers have cleared trees for new roads, excavators have ripped up pastures, and 24-hour drill rigs have filled the night sky with light. Retired dairyman Cleo Teal parks his silver pickup at well pad number 5. It's about 3 acres covered in gravel and heavy equipment.
Not too bad. How about you?
Well,
Scott Ely has been preparing the site for hydraulic fracturing, or hydrofracking. In a few days, they'll blast the bottom of this well with water, sand, and chemicals to break up the shale and free up the gas.
There's a lot that goes on at these locations.
Now, how many tanks of water have they got here?
I think there's 37.
They're all full?
They're all full. At 20,000 each. So they pump a lot of water down that hole. 5,000 gallons a minute.
This part of tapping unconventional plays causes scientists a lot of anxiety. Bill Capel is a hydrologist with the U.S. Geologic Survey.
I think that the chief concern here is the quantity of water that is required to be used for the hydrofracturing.
Capel says a typical well can require millions of gallons to frack. When the water comes back out of the well, it's still loaded with chemical additives. What does Capel know about them?
Nothing. They're proprietary. They're particular to the company. They don't have to divulge it.
The gas industry responds that hydrofracking is a decades-old technique and states know how to make sure it's done safely. Lee Fuller is with the Independent Petroleum Producers Association.
The process is controlled in such a way that the fluids that are used in the hydraulic fracturing are prevented from getting into potential drinking water aquifers.
With good regulations, Fuller says, trade secrets can remain secrets. Back in North Orwell, Peggy McDermott Roberts, a healthcare consultant, left the meeting dismayed that so many of her neighbors seem eager to lease their land.
I'm in shock that money would be preferred to beauty and quiet.
Yet last year, Peggy Roberts' own husband, Jay Roberts, agreed to lease their farm, which has been in his family since the Civil War.
I signed of my own free will. I probably signed more because my neighbor had signed. I don't know, I just felt like I was supporting the community.
Jay Roberts says he's still conflicted between the good that royalty money could do and the possible hazards of drilling. When faced with that choice, many people in Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale country say they're ready to take a chance on natural gas. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz.